My name is Ketsia Aurelien, Ketsia Aurelien. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Sherwood A. Russell, SHERWOODARUSSELL. This dictation was done on October 5th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD fluctuates between stage 3B and 4 and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, the cardiorenal syndrome related to cardiomyopathy and CHF, as well as the aging process, period. Recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 68 from 54, creatinine of 2.1 from 1.8, and a GFR of 30 from 35, period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. However, there is evidence of non-selective proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 1,219 milligrams. Period. This slight decline in kidney function is likely related to uncontrolled diabetes. His A1C is 9.1%. Period. We emphasize the importance of managing his blood glucose levels to prevent further deterioration of the kidneys, period. He follows with APRN endocrinologist Hannah Kimball and has an upcoming appointment with her for further management of the diabetes, period. We encourage him to follow a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, as well as a decrease of simple carbohydrates in the and the diet. He is currently taking Farxiga 10 milligrams as well as Kerendia 10 milligrams daily along with other diabetic regimen, period. We will repeat the A1C. And CKD labs for further evaluation. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia / gout. His uric acid level is 10 from 8.8. It has worsened, period. We spent a great time discussing the negative effects of uric acid on the kidneys as well as his overall health, and emphasize the importance of decreased urine and animal protein in the diet, period. We discussed initiation of Krystexxa therapy, KRYSTEXXA, for elimination of uric acid in the system. Period. The patient verbalizes understanding and has decided to initiate therapy with Krystexxa, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with hyperglycemia / diabetic nephropathy, as previously stated in number 1. He has an upcoming appointment with Hannah Campbell for further management. Continue taking Farxiga and Perendia for renal protection as well as cardiovascular protection, and improvement in diabetes, period. Per the patient, disregard the last line. Per the patient, he has not been compliant with his diabetic regimen because of the history of pancreatitis in 2008, period. He states he is very fearful of getting pancreatitis again, so he has not complied with his medication, period. We emphasized the importance of managing his diabetes to prevent further deterioration of his kidneys and overall health. He verbalizes understanding, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia. With elevated triglycerides of 234, the rest of the lipid panel is within normal limits. Continue with rosuvastatin and decreased intake of foods high in fat and cholesterol. Next line, secondary hyperparathyroidism. His phosphorus level is 5.0. We encouraged him to decrease his intake of foods high in phosphorus and provided him with written information, and he verbalizes understanding, period. His PTH is 110. Which is elevated, and his serum calcium is 9.8, which is normal. We will order vitamin D125 as well as mineral bone disease lab work for further evaluation. If the PTH continues to elevate, we will order Sensipar 30 milligrams one tablet daily in the future if he is unable to manage this. Next line. Iron deficiency anemia. With HNH of 11.8 and 36%, and iron saturation of 16%. The patient states he was taking new iron at one point but stopped it. Period. We encouraged him to restart taking new iron, 150 milligrams, one tablet twice a day. Period. The patient reports constipation with the new iron. We advise them to take it, take one tablet daily instead of twice a day, and to take Miralax to prevent constipation. Period. Next line. Hypertension, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 139/75. He is euvolemic and has lost 3 pounds since the last visit. Continue with the low-sodium diet and current regimen, period. For the hyperuricemia, the patient states he had stopped taking the allopurinol due to intolerance and GI side effects, period. We are starting the process for initiation of Krystexxa. Next line, hyperphosphatemia. As previously stated, we emphasize the importance of decreased intake of high phosphorus foods to prevent calcification. We will repeat the levels, period. Next line, metabolic acidosis with high anion gap of 15. His CO2 is elevated at 34. Serum potassium is normal at 4. And serum chloride is 91, period. This is likely related to advanced kidney disease and uncontrolled diabetes, period. We will continue to monitor closely, period. The patient is status post-parathyroidectomy 6 or 7 years ago. We will continue to monitor. Next line, DHF. We emphasize the importance of fluid restrictions of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours and decreased sodium intake. Next line, obesity with a BMI of 32. He weighs 210 pounds today. We emphasize the importance of continued weight loss via plant-based diet and increased physical activity. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup and